What makes a veteran an important part of our society lies not only in the act of laying one's life down for the sake of the nation we call home, but also in their selflessness and integrity. It is found in the very nature of the men and women who witnessed the most terrifying and scarring acts of violence that transpired at the hands of man. After the war is done and they are called back home, they continue to serve their community and be a living testament to those who built this country from the ground up. Through it all, they live on with a heart of gold and the will of steel, bound hand in hand with the pride and unity of serving our nation. This is what makes a veteran great. There is no doubt about the physical toll that comes with war. My grandpa had told me over supper one evening how his own father would sit quietly at the table, the children eating as if nothing was wrong, while his dad picked small pieces of shrapnel from his arms as it clinked upon impact with the table, 15 years after being deployed. My grandpa talked about his father sitting in his armchair, paper in hand, refusing to talk about what he had seen. Eventually, people stopped asking. His thousand-yard stare spoke for itself. My great-grandfather served our country. He served my family. He served for me. He took the blunt long ago, so in the future, his children, his wife, his grandchildren, and his great-grandchildren could live without fear. So I could live without fear. From injustice to slaughter, the things they have seen we cannot begin to fathom nor relate to. They have seen the wrath of soldiers at war and men killed, even if they had or hadn't the choice to fight in the first place. They have cried a thousand tears for sorrow of their own lost, or perhaps from witnessing just how cruel this world can be. Can you even imagine going on? After seeing a life cut at its root like a tree being uprooted before it could ever touch the sky? This is true for those that saw the young boys who died before they had ever truly lived. Some have trod over the lifeless bodies of the men they may have befriended, or have perhaps seen the struggling gasps of an enemy at the site of conflict, and then to come home like nothing happened. The toll of such things taken on the mind are almost a greater burden than any scar caused by war. I'm reminded often of just why we honor important veterans. At every sports game, the national anthem is played. I never cease to come under a spell of inspiration standing under the Friday night lights. The quiet steps to the center send pinpricks up my spine and goosebumps down my arm as they reach the 50-yard line and face us. The first note, not yet played, is anticipated by the silence that hangs in the brisk evening air. When the anthem finally begins, the heartbeat of the drum takes the breath away from everyone in the stands. Looking forward, you see the stoic faces of the men who stand at attention. They seem to reflect silently, and you can see in their eyes the very nature of their soul. Are they listening to the few but proud voices who sing the anthem in a whisper? Are they filled with pride for all they've done, or mourning inwardly for a child who never saw its mother or father come home? A silence for those young and who passed on old, or those who never got the chance to be old? It's as if we can almost hear the American spirit bouncing beat out of their chests, and the home of the brave resonating with every breath as the last note is played. The applause is well deserved, for those that are standing here before are as proud and as ready to be a piece of our community as ever. They deserve so much. In my eyes, laying down the world at the feet of those who sacrificed their hearts and minds for us is not enough. After all, they laid the world down for us a long time ago. Like someone laying down a stone in a violent river, they bridged our lives to peace. They cut through the thick and led us through thorns despite the knowledge that in the end, it would be they who are cut by the thistles for our sake. For our sake, so we could come out in the end. We are unscathed. When will we start seeing the reason we came out unharmed? I've been thinking about writing this essay for a while as I hope to give a voice to speak for us all. If I could ever have the chance to meet my great-grandfather before he died, I would thank him for everything he had ever done. I will never get the chance. So I wanted to take it upon myself to let every single person who serves in this country know that you have done more than any person could ever ask. It's the character of a veteran that makes them great, and that deserves gratitude beyond a doubt. You've done more than a simple thanks can ever do justice for. You've done more than I and many others ever could, and for that, you are a foundation on which our lives are built. Thank you. I want to say it to every veteran, even though my voice is weak, and I will shout if I must. For now, I only write, in hopes my voice will carry. Thank you.